glad to be back with you again. Your pastor told me he was going to be in services today. Then on the way down here, he told me he's not going to be here because he's not feeling good. So be praying for him, okay? Amen. I think that's the first back surgery he's been through. I've been through 17. And they're not no fun. So just be praying for him. Take your Bibles, if you'll. Go to the book of Philippians, chapter number 2. Excuse me. Philippians, chapter number 2. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, come before thee, dear God. Thank you, dear God, for this day. Time to be in the house of God. And for those people that are here, we thank you for that. But teach us something from your word today. Lord, I pray. Help us to walk out of this place instructed from your word of God, knowing that life's a little bit better out there. So please help us this day, I pray. Holy Spirit, please touch my mind, my mouth. Speak through me, I pray, Holy Spirit, these dear folks that are here, and help them to understand that you love them just like God loves you. He wants to help you, help them. So I pray that you do that, Holy Spirit, for us. Father, we love you. I'm going to do it. Just let me pray. Amen. Philippians chapter number 2. Excuse me. Bible says in verse number 5. Let this mind be in you which was in Christ Jesus. That's pretty good, huh? Paul says, let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus. And I want to talk to you about let this mind be in you. God's given us all a mind, amen? To think, to understand, to learn. And so the first thing I want you to talk about, you know, we think it's unthinkable. What's going to happen tomorrow? No, it's not. If you pray about it and think about it, God will guide you through it. Amen? First of all, let our minds be, first of all, steadfast.
Yes, sir.
Hello? Yep. Steadfast. Unmovable. Amen?
Right.
If you've been born again, that salvation is there forever. Amen?
Amen.
It'll never go away. God saved you forever. Amen? And so we, our life and our minds ought to be steadfast on him.
Yes.
What did he do for us? Why did he do it for us? He saved me at 5 years old. Why did he do it? The Bible says he established my goings at that time. He knew then, at 5 years old, I would travel across the country for all these years, trying to get people in the Bible, amen. He knew it then, amen. So he did it for me, amen. He saved me for that reason, amen. He saved you for a specific reason. Young or old, specific reason he saved you. Be steadfast. Unmovable. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians 15. The Bible says, in verse number 58. Therefore, my brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. We've got something to live for, amen. Something to have in our minds. We can serve God no matter where we're at, no matter how old we are, we can serve God, amen. Serve him. Serve him. Be steadfast, he says. And I'll tell you what. Go back here to the book of Jude, if you will. Jude is writing there. And verse number 1, he says, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I give all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it is needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto you and the saints. Contend for the faith. We've got to battle every day about that faith, folks. Because the devil wants to take that faith away from us. He's there to bring something in our lives to take the, whether it's sickness or whatever it is, take that away from you. Like I said, I've had 17 back surgeries, but my faith still stuck strong. I'm still saved. Even through all the surgery, I was still born again, still an evangelist, amen? And we traded the road ministry to a hospital ministry. Anybody came in my room, they got a gospel track and a message about Jesus loves them. Whoever, doctor, nurse, whoever, somebody, caretaker in the room, whoever they were, came in. I told them that Jesus loved them and gave them a gospel track. I don't know how many got saved. That's not for me to count. When I get to heaven, I hope somebody goes, hey, hospital, remember that hospital? I was there. You gave me a track. I'm here now because of that.
Amen. Amen.
Remember that it's going to be, okay? Steadfast. Unmovable. Christ went all the way to the cross of Calvary, folks. He knew about the cross. He knew about the nails. He knew about the man's going to drive the nails in his hands and feet. He knew that. But he still went. All the way. The Bible says he carried his own cross to Calvary. He laid down. They didn't have to force him. He willingly laid his hands down. He loved those people, folks. He loved them. He gave himself for them. But be steadfast, folks. God wants his people to be anchored. We have an anchor that holds. I have a boat. Okay? We like to go fish. We have time to go fishing. And I have two anchors, amen? One in front, one in the back. And it's awful hard to have one in front, can kind of swing around. But I'm anchored both. You know, God saved me. He anchored me, folks.
That's right.
I'm anchored. I'm steadfast.
Yep.
Be steadfast.
Yep.
Always. Abounding. Always. Abounding. 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter 5. The Bible says in verse number 10. He says, but the grace of God, but the God of all grace, who hath called us unto eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that he has suffered a while, make you perfect, established, strengthened, settled you.
Yes.
Steadfast.
Yes.
If you've been born again, the blood's been applied. You are steadfast in Christ right then and there. No matter what comes your way. What comes your way? No matter what comes your way.
Right.
You're steadfast. Stand with him. He stands with you. Amen?
Yeah.
Hello? I'll tell you what. David was just that way. He was steadfast. Psalms 57. I like David. Psalms 57. Psalms 57. The Bible says there. He says, verse number 7, he says, my heart is fixed. O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. I will awake my glory. I will awake my psaltery. I will awake my harp. I will awake early, he says. Why? Because my heart is fixed. David says, I know who I believe.
Yep.
I know whom I believed in. Psalm 108. I know who and what I believe in. Psalm 108, look at verse number 1. O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise, even with my glory. David says, hey, my heart is fixed. Is your heart fixed today? Hello?
Yeah.
Is your heart? Doesn't matter what comes your way. Death and famine can come your way. But is your heart still fixed? Hello? Is it still fixed? No matter what comes your way, is your heart fixed on him? Hello? Hello? You know, David knew. Something else I like in the Bible. 2 Timothy, if you will, chapter 1. 2 Timothy. Chapter 1. Paul is writing here, he says this. In 2 Timothy, chapter 1. I want 1 Timothy, I'm sorry. Or 1 Peter. Peter. No, I want Timothy. I want.
Where are you going?
Okay. 2 Peter, chapter number 1.
2 Peter 1.
2 Timothy.
You just said Peter.
I'm sorry.
2 Timothy.
Paul says this, for which cause I suffer all these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed. For I know whom I believed, persuaded that he is able to keep that to commit him against that day. Paul says, I know who I believe in.
Yeah.
He said, and I am persuaded he is able to keep me. Amen?
That's right.
Paul says, yeah, Apostle Paul, I mean, I said this before here, Paul, he is in jail 1 minute, out the next. One time Paul and Silas were in jail, they were chained, folks. Chained in jail. But they sang and gave praise to God.
Yes, they did.
Why? They were steadfast.
Yes, sir.
Believing in Him. Him only. I tell you, the Bible says the prisoners heard them. I wonder how many prisoners got saved that time in that jail cell. How many got saved? And the Apostle Paul was ready to lead them. Amen. Sounds right there. Ready to lead them. Amen. I wonder how many. They sang praises. I'm sure the prisoner says, listen, guys over there, they're in jail, they're chained down. Why are they singing like that? But they sang and gave praise. Why? Their heart was fixed, amen. They're established, grounded. Paul says, I know. In jail a minute, shipwrecked, the Bible says. Hello? Shipwrecked. Hello? A whole lot of talent and stone left for dead. But when he got done, he brushed the stones off. Where are you going, Paul? He said, I'm going back. He said, I'm steadfast. I'm going back to finish my job. Think about it. Are we that steadfast like Paul was? Hello? Hard to find people like that today. Might be a ball game on someplace. Take the men out of church and women. Hello?
Yeah.
Might be something like that to take our eyes off of Him and put our eyes on the world. Amen.
Yeah.
God says, if you've been born, the blood's been applied, He said, you are steadfast. He said, according to me, you are steadfast. You're anchored. You're there.
Yeah.
You're there. Yeah. Steadfast. Let this mind be in you, which also in Christ Jesus. Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12. Verse number 1 says this, wherefore, seeing you are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth easily beset us. Let's run with patience, the race is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despite the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Despite the shame. What shame? He was hung on the cross naked. And it was a shame to be naked. But he hung there. Why? He said, I know the saved souls are going to be saved because I'm here. Looking unto Jesus. The race that we're in, folks, how well are we running that race that we are in today? I was in track when I was in public school. I was a pretty good runner. Last name being Quick, I had to be fast, amen? 100-yard dash, I took several ribbons. 100-yard dash, at the starting line, I had one thing in my mind at that starting line. I had the finish line in my mind.
Yeah.
And my eyesight, There's, I got to cross that right as quick. I got to get there.
That's right.
How are we running the race that God's given to us?
Yeah.
Young or old, married or unmarried, how well are we running that race that God's given to us on an everyday basis?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Hello? When you got saved, that was the starting line. God said, the end is over there. How well are you going to run? Well, I put everything into it. When they said go, I was going. I jumped. I'd go. I ran as fast as I could.
Yeah.
Now, I love to say, good, quick. That's good. Good, quick. Hey, you want quick. I like that. When I get to heaven, I want Jesus to look at me and say, hey, quick, you were good.
Mm-hmm.
Got a new name up there, though. You were good. You ran the race I gave to you. You ran it well.
Yeah.
Paul ran good. David ran good. How are we running the race that God's given to us? Come on. Hello?
Amen.
How well? Let this mind be in you, which also in Christ Jesus. What are we thinking about today? Right now in church, what are we thinking about?
Yeah.
You haven't been thinking about your pastor. He's not here. Hello? My wife went through a lot of things with me. She fought with doctors. Had doctor after doctor. I was drug seeking. But they didn't know the drugs that they gave me didn't work on me. I was seeking for just the right doctor to do his job. And back to number 15, let this man walk again. I said this before. I could have kissed the man, but I said that. I shook his hand and gave him a gospel tract. I pray for him every day that he will get born again. He'll read that gospel tract. Doctors, they have things given to them. They keep those things and put them someplace where they go back and remember that. I remember, I just pray that one day he gets his stuff out. There's that gospel tract. My gospel tract that I gave him very tells you how to be born again, right down to the key. What to do afterwards, right down the key. I pray for him. How well are we running that race God's given to us? How well are we running? With or away from? Hello?
Yeah.
With or away from him? I'll tell you what, folks. Steadfast. I was steadfast. Ruth chapter 1. Ruth chapter 1. Ruth. A wonderful young lady. Hello? A wonderful young lady. She had a choice to make. Ruth 1, verse number 16 said, well, you know the story about Ruth. Naomi was her mother-in-law. And Naomi, her husband died, and she left her two sons, and they married. You got Ruth and another woman. And her mother-in-law says this to Ruth and her daughter-in-laws. And Ruth said this, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. For where thou goest, I will go. Where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people be my people, your God be my God. When thou diest, will I die. There will I be buried. The Lord do also to me, and more also, if aught but death part me and part thee and me. The Bible says when she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, she left off speaking under her. Ruth was determined, she was steadfast to follow her mother-in-law continually. You know the story about Ruth? Boaz came into her life. She was out gleaning some grapes or whatever like that. And she met Boaz, a wealthy man. Hello? Of course, you know what took place there? They fell in love, got married. Hello? That's what God works with us, folks. If we're steadfast, where's our mind at today? You like Ruth? Hello? You like Ruth? God, I'll go wherever you get, lead me. I'll do what you want me to do there. You know? We've been on the road for 44 years, folks. On the road. We don't know what's going to be at the next church. We don't know what's going to be at the next church. We come here, we know what's happening. Some churches, I don't know. One time, I went to Clyde, Ohio. Pastor called me and booked me for a Sunday all day. He was gone. And so we got down there and on Saturday and pulled in the store. When we got something, came out, truck would not start. Guy pulled next to me. He says, "Is something wrong?" He said, "I'll get it jumped." Okay. He said, "Well, Jimmy, you better go find yourself a battery. Something wrong with your battery." Okay. So he jumped me. I went to the auto parts store. Cost me over $200 for a battery. Hello? Yeah. Put it in. We're fine. The man gave me a love offering of $100. Yeah. All those miles to Clyde, Ohio would hardly cover the cost of fuel there and back. Listen to me, folks. We don't know what's going to happen. But you know, I am steadfast, trusting in my God. Wherever he leads me, I'm going to go. Why? He'll take care of us. He'll take care of you. He'll take care of you. Listen. Steadfast. How well is your mind? Philippians chapter 4. Paul says, "Let this mind be which is also in Christ Jesus." Chapter 4 of Philippians. Chapter 4, verse number 8 says this, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, things are honest, things are just, things are pure, things are lovely, what things are good report, if there is any virtue, if there is any praise," Paul says, "think on these things." Think like Christ thought. That's what Christ thinks. That's what he thought right there. No matter if it's pure, he said, "I'm thinking the right way. The right way. The right way." I'll tell you what, folks. Where's your mind at today? What are we thinking about right now? Hello? Come on. Where are we thinking at right now? First Timothy, chapter 6. Look, if you will, at verse number 12. He says there, Paul says this, "Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto you also called and have professed a good profession before many witnesses." Fight the good fight of faith. Where's your faith at today? Hello? So, our mind has got to be steadfast. Secondly, our mind's got to be sound. Hello? Sound. Sound means to be firm, solid, stable, reliable. How reliable is our mind to God today? Go to school, what are you thinking about? Well, I'll get through this test. What are you thinking about? Out in the world, you're going to walk. What are you thinking about out there? Hello? Our mind has got to be sound. 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 Psalms 119. Psalms 119. Psalms 119. And look at verse number 80. Bible says there in Psalms 119, verse number 80 says, "Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed." thinking about God. Go through this world thinking about God. Go to work tomorrow thinking about God. Go to school tomorrow thinking about God.
That's right.
Why? Because that way you won't be foolish, amen?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Don't be foolish.
Yeah.
That's right. Psalms 146. 146. Psalms 146. I'll get there real quick here. Psalms 146 says this. Verse number 1 says, "Praise ye the Lord, praise the Lord of my soul, while I have any. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praise unto my God while I have any being." The psalmist said there, I'm going to praise him. No matter what. No matter what. If I've got breath in my lungs, he said, I'm going to praise him. He does so many wonderful things for us. Every day. Psalms 104. Psalm 104. The Bible says in verse number 33, I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have any being. Psalmist says, hey, I'm going to praise him no matter what. However long. I'm going to praise him, he says. Psalms 121. 121. Verse number 1 says this, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. I will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He keepeth thee, he that keepeth thee will not slumber. He'll never sleep, folks. He's always right there. No matter what we're going through, he is there. So our mind's got to be sound. Sound. Amen? Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6. And verse number 19 says this, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, be sure and steadfast, which entereth into that within the veil. He says, hey, we have an anchor, folks. I'm anchored. Are you anchored? Sound. How sound are we, folks? Hello? How sound are we? 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy, chapter 1. Verse number 13 says this, hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. Hold fast. Yeah, 2 Timothy 1:13. How sound is our mind? 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Verse number 14 says, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for proof, for correction, instruction in righteousness. The man of God may be perfectly, truly furnished unto all good works. How well is our mind today? Is it sound? Come on. Is it sound? Or are we just going about our business every little bit here and there, whatever? Titus, if you will. Titus, chapter 2. And look at verse number 1. Titus 2. But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. The aged man be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. Think about those things. Titus, chapter 2. Verse number 8 says this. Sound speech which cannot be condemned. And he that is of contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. How sound is our mind today? Hello? Titus chapter 1, verse number 10. For there are many unruly and vain talkers, deceivers, especially of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not, for filthy lucre's sake. That's happening today, folks. And people out there, for the dollar bill, will teach you some stupid things for the dollar bill, amen? But somebody comes along, they say, what about this? There's some politicians that say that the earth is going to come to an end, okay? Well, all of us never should be alive right now. It should be gone. God says, that's not my will. Right. I'm going to have to keep on going. I've got work to be done. It's climate change. Yeah. The climate, we're all going to die because of the climate. I say this, if God wants us all to die because of the climate, he'd have done it a long time ago, folks. The climate is going to keep on going. God created it to go, amen. The sun's going to come up and shine in the morning, go down in the evening. Stars are going to come out. We're going to keep breathing, amen. No matter what politician tells you what, if you get in the Bible there, the Bible will tell you, we're going to keep on going until that trumpet blows. Right. After that, who cares? Hello? When that trumpet blows, we're out of here. We're gone. Going to go home. Be with loved ones that are just waiting for us to come. Sound. How sound is our mind? Thirdly, going to be steadfast, going to be sound. Thirdly, it's got to be a mind of surrender. Amen. A mind of surrender. Yes. We need to surrender. Like the cowboy shows, amen. I like watching the old black and white ones. Yeah. When somebody's been outnumbered, amen, they put a flag, white flag on, they're surrendering in the power of somebody else. We as Christians need to surrender our lives to him. That's right. And just say, God, what do you want to do for you? Come on, just say, I'm giving myself to you, Lord. You saved me, I'm yours. What do you want me to do for you now? Surrender. Surrender. Don't hear much preaching about surrender anymore. A surrender is a change comes about. Hello? A change comes about. Surrender. Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter number 6, look at verse number 5. Bible says, servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh with fear and trembling in singleness of your heart as unto Christ. Now thy service as men pleasers, but as servants of Christ doing the will of God from the heart.
Yeah.
With good will, doing service as Lord and to men. Knowing whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall receive of the Lord, be bond or free. Surrender. Paul said again, hey, not with eye service. The eye service is pleasing men, amen, being pleased, you know, doing it for a reason, so you can be pat on the back.
Yeah.
Get away with eye service business. We're being born again. The blood's been shed upon us, amen, given to us, amen, by God, amen. The cross of Calvary, why can't we surrender to his will? Hello? Surrender to his will. Yeah, we are bought with a price. Listen to me, folks. Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. I'm just about done. Romans chapter 6. Bible says in verse number 11. Likewise, reckoning also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal bodies, and should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield your members as instruments unrighteous unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, your members as instruments righteous unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you. If you're not under law, but under grace. Why can't we serve him like he wants us to serve him? Romans 12. It's about done. Romans 12. Verse number 1 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, Paul says. This is reasonable, Paul says. Be not conformed to this world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Improve what is good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. And it's awful nice that we know what God's will is for us, amen? He wants to give it to us right here in the Bible. It's right there. My sense to serve him, folks. Serve him. So I don't know what to do about that, Brother Quick. Then ask your pastor. Pray with your pastor. Have some prayer with your pastor about what to do. I'm sure he's just waiting to help you. Waiting. Surrender our will to his. Our will to his. Two more verses, I'll be done. Galatians chapter 2. Galatians chapter number 2. Galatians 2. Paul's writing here says this. Verse number 20. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Paul says, I'm saved, yes, but I still got to live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Like which I now live, in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
Yes.
Surrender. Just surrender. Let him have his way in your life. Galatians chapter 5, verse number 24 says, they that Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. Hello? Hello? Surrender. Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, verse number 24, no man can serve two masters. You love the one, hate the other. The Bible says, no man can serve two. You can't serve the world and serve God. You got to pick which one you want to serve, but which you're going to yield to, amen? Which you're going to surrender to? The world or him? Hello? Let this mind be in you. Father, we thank you for this time we've had in the Word of God. I pray it's a blessing to somebody, help somebody, I pray. I pray you bring the folks that need to be here this day to have a good time of fellowship together, Lord. And just bless them. And speak to hearts, I pray, Lord, in a special way. Save the lost, and the things you're going to do there. Love you. You can do it. Just in the name and pray. Amen. Fellowship a little while.